Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Archer and Mia with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, a 2.1 magnitude earthquake has been recorded near Tully, a town in far north Queensland. The quake occurred last night at 8:02pm with an epicentre nearly 10 kilometres north of the town. As a result of the natural disaster, Geoscience Australia received more than 50 felt reports along the Cassowary coast. Senior seismologist Jonathan Griffin stated that the magnitude of the earthquake was too small to cause any damage. The University of Queensland has underpaid almost 10,000 casual staff members by more than $7.5 million. The university has sent an email to staff apologising for the mistake, stating that the period of these underpayments spanned from January 2017 to December 2023. This underpayment was discovered in a pay review initiated in October 2021. In national news, North Queensland woman Miss Evelyn Billy is on a mission to bring First Nations cuisine to people's plates across Australia. Miss Billy has opened a shopfront and food van in which she sells meals such as banana leaf damper and seafood boils, all on which she grew up eating. She has since begun reaching out to boarding schools with the high Indigenous student body with the hope to bring a sense of comfort and community. Miss Billy states, "It brings everyone together. You have got to eat. Food is very important to everyone."
The independent review of the National Legal Assistance Partnership has found that current legal service fundings are not meeting Australians' needs, especially marginalised groups. The review makes 39 recommendations and identifies key issues such as funding shortfalls and staffing that affect the sector's ability to deliver sufficient legal services. States and territories are now set to meet and discuss efficient ways on how to best support the sector and Australians today. In international news, a discovery of drawings depicting gladiators have been found uncovered in the ancient Roman city of Pompeii. The drawings were found during evacuations in a cluster of homes in Pompeii's archaeological park that opened for the first time on Tuesday, with the drawings depicting two figures playing with the ball, a hunting scene, and more. Italian Cultural Minister Gennaro Sanjuliano commented on the occasion, stating, "More and more, Pompeii is revealing wonderful new discoveries that confirms the site is an extraordinary treasure chest." For your weather today, it is partly cloudy with a chance of showers from late this morning. It's currently 16 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.